out or feel like we should, you know, not really put all our stack all of our cards in that deck and put all our chips on that table, so to speak, right? And so rather we would just drift, or we'd rather take no action at all than take the wrong one. And we're like these people, these hermits in our house, obsessively planning the trip that we're going to take one day, if we can just decide whether it's going to be Florida or California. Like, when everything's just so perfect and we know that that's the exact right place to go, then we'll create the objective. Then we'll take the key actions. But the truth is, one of the reasons you don't know if it is what you want is because you're so far away from it. It's just too fuzzy. Sometimes the only way to know if it is what you want is to get closer to it, is to take some action, step towards it, and see, is that the thing that I want? Earlier, I talked about how Sophie took a shift at my Subway, and because she worked at a Subway across town, and that's when we met and fell in love and all that good stuff. But the truth is, that's not exactly how it went down. You know, two years before, there was a inter-Subway chain sandwich making competition. Who could make the fastest sandwich? And you got a Subway bike. Nobody wants to ride around town with a bike that has the Subway logo on it, but that's what you won. And it was in that. This was my first year of college. I saw her walk into that sandwich store. She piqued my interest. I thought, could it be? Could she be the one? There was just a vibe. She had the vibe that I was looking for. She looked intelligent. She looked interesting. She looked like she had her own style and opinions. And that's the kind of thing I was looking for. Someone that's fully formed personal humanity, her own art, her own thoughts. And I wanted someone who would be a partner. And I just got this sense from her, and I thought about asking her, I thought about stepping towards her, but I didn't know, is that right? I don't have enough to know whether she's the one just by looking at her, so I didn't do anything. And guess what? I didn't find out whether she was the one that year, and in fact, I didn't see her again until the following year, when I took a shift at her store and we passed like ships in the night. She was going from the day shift. I was coming in for the night shift. We talked for maybe 15 seconds. And again, I stepped a little bit closer this time. And even then I felt like, maybe some sparks could fly. But I was too afraid to take action. I didn't know. I was like, who knows if this person's the right one? I can't risk taking key actions towards this objective. And goodness gracious, I'm glad for the grace of the universe that a year later, she took a shift at our store. And this time we got a few shifts together and I started putting the vibes out there. And I started getting closer. We went for coffee just after a shift. No big deal. Another step closer to see, in fact, was this a thing? And guess what? As I got closer, guess what I found out? It wasn't the thing that I wanted. You know why? Because she's not a thing. She's not a thing that fits in a tidy list of five objectives. She's a full person. When I got closer and I said yes to taking some action, I found out that Sophie was not the thing that I wanted. She was so much more, of course, because she's not a thing. She's a person. Her humanity, her personality, her worldview, her ideas, her wholeness could not fit within this list. And hopefully the thing that you're going for in your creative career is so much more than objective, so much deeper.